For the New England Patriots and the Buffalo Bills, it's game on for sure this time. And we've got the monster keys to victory to get you ready for kickoff. Stick around. You're about to be locked in to the Locked On Patriots podcast.
You are Locked On Patriots, your daily New England Patriots podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello to all of you Foxborough faithful. Thank you once again for making Locked On Patriots a daily part of your New England Patriots coverage and also your first listen every day. Remember, Locked On Patriots is free and available on all platforms, including YouTube. So smash that subscribe button, download, subscribe to follow Locked On Patriots wherever you get your podcasts. I'm your host, Mike DeBate. I cover your New England Patriots for Patriots Country of Sports Illustrated. So reach out to me. Let me know what's on your mind on Twitter at MDABATENFL. And while you're out there showing some love to the Twitterverse, please be sure to follow the Locked On Patriots account as well at LO_Patriots. Pats fans, it is a go. The New England Patriots and the Buffalo Bills are set for a Week 18 matchup with heavy playoff implications for both squads. Kickoff Sunday, 1 p.m., Highmark Stadium, Orchard Park, New York. To say the atmosphere is going to be emotional is probably an understatement. And we'll start there today because who else better to help us end the week in style here on Locked On Patriots than our good friend, columnist extraordinaire from E2GSports.com, the legendary Thomas Murphy joins me today. Thank you for coming to me in friendship, and thank you for joining me on this special weekend episode of Locked On Patriots, Don Murph.
You're quite welcome, Michael. I want to thank you for bumping Roger Goodell so I could be here today with everybody.
I'm not going to touch that one. I was going to make a comment about a boo track, but you know what? We'll keep things positive here because there actually is a lot of positivity coming out of the news recently on Friday morning, folks, delivering some of the more positive news that we've received all week long. And boy, it is so well-deserved, so heartwarming, and really brings a smile to everyone's face. Damar Hamlin, who has remained in intensive care at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center, is no longer breathing with the use of a breathing tube. We received that information via Bills communication on Friday morning. Just, you know, I had to take a moment to just take a deep breath and just really absorb that and how far we've come in this situation in such a short period of time and the horrific events that happened on Monday night in the first quarter when the Bills took on the Cincinnati Bengals. Hamlin's survival, just a testament to his strength, is really nothing short of incredible, Murph. The doctors are, you know, indicating that not only is he no longer requiring the use of a breathing tube, but he's also now verbally communicating as well, was able to individually chat for a little bit with some teammates and then address the full team on Friday morning, which obviously gives them a huge emotional boost. Rivalries aside in this, without question, and they have been all week long here on Locked On Patriots, this is phenomenal news and thankful that Damar looks like he's headed in the right direction.
Right. It's really fantastic the way that the NFL family, and by that I mean fans and friends and coaches from other teams have come together to rally and pray for this young man. And prayer works, people. Prayer works. And you know, they've come together. They've raised over $7 million now for his charitable endeavor. I don't want to call it by its wrong name, but Damar goes out and buys Christmas toys for young children, has been doing this for forever. And, you know, a lot of people stepped up and did a little bit. A few people stepped up and did a lot. And a lot of people got down on their hands and knees and prayed for this young man. And I'm as thrilled as anybody in Bill's fandom over this. And we're just glad for the positive updates.
Absolutely, without any question. So well said. The Chasing M's Foundation, DeMar's, GoFundMe page, and the charity which he supports really does so much throughout. The children's charities in McKees Rocks, where he comes from in Pennsylvania. And, you know, it does so much. They organize, toy drives. They organize back to school drives, helping right. children that need help. And this is something that DeMar had established prior to even becoming a professional football player yeah. back in 2020, when there were difficulties with the pandemic. And he wanted to make sure that kids were able to have an outlet if the pandemic put a financial strain on their loved ones and things that really are requirements for children could not be provided. This is something that really, has been a heartwarming part of this. And thankfully, DeMar is getting a chance to see all of the love, all of the charity right. donations here and things that will be able to be done with it, with continued prayer and with continued best wishes and best hopes, he will, looks like be here to be able to enjoy that. And that really is truly remarkable. And he's serving as an inspiration throughout the league, throughout the NFL. The NFL is going to be doing league-wide, tributes and little things that teams will be able to do to show their support for DeMar, whether it be through patches or whether it be through designs on the football field, moments of embrace and come together prior to the game. The New England Patriots are certainly no stranger to that. This is a community. It's a brotherhood in the NFL, and I've right. used that term several times here on the airwaves here on Locked On Patriots. This really is just, I think, a remarkable situation where rivalry is put aside and you look at these players right. that understand the value of life. And you heard Bill Belichick say this yesterday and getting up at the podium and making his statement and saying, life is bigger than this game. Very few times do you rarely hear Bill Belichick speak about things being bigger than football, but this was something that really truly came from the heart. You could see he was visibly moved and visibly emotional by the week's events and what had happened. Mac Jones, obviously, as well, getting to the podium saying, we're all playing for, DeMar. We're all in this together. Football is a game that's supposed to bring people together. And even if it's for one day, it's going to be a lot of competition on the field this weekend, but maybe the fans of negativity and rivalry can be put aside for at least one day. And we can move forward knowing that everyone is supporting DeMar Hamlin and his recovery efforts. So great news.
Well said,
thank you. And it definitely sheds light on the game because now it's time to focus on the action on the field, folks. And that's exactly what Murph and I are going to do. That's right. The big man brought his monster keys. We're going to discuss them. We're going to break down exactly how the New England Patriots can pull off that all-important win and punch their ticket to the postseason when this episode of the Locked On Patriots podcast continues. But first, our episode today is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks, and Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. Let me tell you a little bit about how that works. You pick 2 to 5 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 10 times your money on any entry. There's no competing against other people. It's you versus the projections available. Prize Picks offers projections on any sport that you may watch, including the NFL, NBA, NHL, college football, men's and women's college basketball, and so much more. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. That's right, folks. It's that easy. Withdrawals are safe and fast, and it's currently operational in over 30 states and in Canada. So download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com to sign up and play daily fantasy sports. First-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with the promo code Locked On. And if you deposit $100, Prize Picks will give you $100. If you deposit $50, Prize Picks gives you $50. So don't forget to enter the promo code Locked On at sign up for an instant deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks.com. Patriots fans, the legendary Thomas Murphy of E2GSports.com joins me here today on Locked On Patriots, getting you ready for kickoff. The New England Patriots and the Buffalo Bills, 1 p.m. Sunday, January the 8th. Highmark Stadium, Orchard Park, New York. An emotional scene is expected in Western New York. And Murph, with the positive news coming out of DeMar Hamlin's camp and knowing that he is breathing on his own, he's cognitive now, there's a reason for optimism. the focus now is going to rapidly shift to a game that needs to be played. And there are implications for both sides in this one. Buffalo trying to vie for that all-important number one seed. The New England Patriots trying to punch their ticket to the postseason. They can do it with a win. They don't need help from anyone else. They go into Buffalo. They win this game. They're in the playoffs. So, folks, how do you do that? How do you win the game? Well, you turn the monster keys. This man's monster keys are responsible for more victories than pretty much anything. You know, the Speaker of the House situation now would be going so well if Murph's monster keys were turned for that. But I digress, my friend. We're looking at football. Let's stick to what we're good at. Yeah. Let's stick to what, well, most of what you're good at. Let's stick to what we know. And the Buffalo Bills right now are coming into this game formidable on all three levels. There's no question about it. But if the Patriots are going to win this game, they have to put points on the board.
Right.
You're the offensive coordinator for the New England Patriots. A lot of Patriots fans are probably applauding as I say that right now, knowing, you know, the situation that with the Patriots have with the OC. They'd love to see Murph on the bench. So if, in fact, that did come down, my friend, what are you advising this team? What do you want to see from them offensively to turn that key to victory?
11 personnel. I want to see a lot of 11 personnel this week. Allow Mac to spread it out, hit Ramondre or whomever happens to be in the backfield, out of the backfield, exploit the second level and let these guys get the yak that I so desperately crave week after week. The weapons are there, all right? I'm really tired of people saying that there are no weapons on this team. Most of the issues that have plagued this team throughout the year are an unfamiliarity with the new offense and an offensive line that is quite basically been banged up, apathetic, and checked out on certain occasions. It has not been easy for Mac behind this offensive line. Give him time to get back there, put him in the shotgun, and let him pick apart this Bills defense.
Yeah, I think it's very well said. Look, Buffalo can definitely pressure the passer. I know a lot of people wondered whether or not their pass rush was going to take a back seat or maybe even become almost, I don't want to say a non-factor, but a lesser factor with the absence of Von Miller. They've regressed a little bit. I mean, you don't lose a guy like Von Miller and not regress a little bit, but this is still a team that can get after the passer. There's no question about it. Greg Rousseau, AJ Epenesa, Shaq Lawson coming off the edges. These guys know how to do it. Matt Milano is an effective blitzer as well. He's able to get in from the linebacker spot. His game is, I know, a game that we've both admired for a number of years during his time in Buffalo.
Right.
So what the Patriots can do, and I think you articulated this perfectly, is utilize the weapons. There are weapons on this team. They do have guys that can get open, that can give you yak that you need, that can give you contested catches, and can also give you surefire catches either in the middle of the field or in pressure situations that allow you to advance the football. That means that New England Patriots, I think, are going to be utilizing the services of Jacoby Myers.
Right.
He'll be the safety blanket for Mac Jones, but I think they're starting to stumble onto something here with a budding relationship with Tyquan Thornton. I really liked what I saw between Mac and Tyquan last week. He came up with a 20-plus yarder against Miami. I was a little bit reticent in my assessment when I spoke to Joe Marino earlier this week here on Locked On Bills about the Patriots airing it out a little bit. But if there is a situation where they can try to take advantage of some of the deficiencies right now that the Bills may have in the secondary. Jordan Poyer has, you know, a meniscus tear. There's things to consider there. Teron Johnson has been on the shelf with a concussion. I'm not physically completely on the shelf. He's been a limited participant, but you have to wonder if this is an opportunity that Mac may see to test the ball downfield. If he does, look for Tyquan Thornton to get that. The X factor here too is maybe Devontae Parker coming back and getting you a contested catch down the field.
That's absolutely right, Michael. And the last thing I want to point out is move Thornton around. He doesn't simply have to be an X receiver. Get him in the slot. Let him exploit a slower, an even slower cornerback or safety that'll get on. Use some movement, use some stacks, use some bunches. Get these guys open and let Mac find the open man and then exploit it with the speed that is on this team. And there is a lot of speed on this team. It is not just Taekwon. You know, between Kendrick Bourne, Thornton, and Hunter Henry is definitely one of the faster tight ends in this business. I keep saying it, bust a seam, people, bust a seam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. That sounds like a 90s hip hop song. I think.
Come on, Fat. So yeah, just bust the scene.
Hey, you said that, not me. but in any case, the New England Patriots, I do agree with you. You know, they face a tall task in being able to score right. on a defense that can stop you on every level, on every, you know, opportunity. But there are ways to be able to find scoring opportunities against this team. And like you said, if you utilize the seam, and this is something that I did hammer home, probably to a fault, if anybody listened to our crossover right. with Joe earlier in the week, it was utilizing Hunter Henry off the seam routes. Use play action, allow the run game to be able to set it up. The Bills are very good, very adept at being able to stop the run. Ed Oliver in the middle of that defense is someone that really causes some havoc there. So the Patriots may not be able to find straightforward runs and big gains. They're there if you can find them, but that might not be their regular go-to. So if that's the case, New England may have to get a little inventive, and we may have to see a couple of wrinkles in the play calling. But you know, it's the last game of the season, and you can't leave anything out on the field when it comes to what this team needs to do right. to punch their ticket to the postseason. But it's not all about the offense, folks. Patriots defense has to step up as well. They've been solid all year long, but what do they need to do to keep Josh Allen and company in check when it comes to putting points on the football scoreboard? Murph and I are going to talk about the defensive keys, the monster defensive keys, in just a moment when this episode of the Locked On Patriots podcast wraps up. But first, our folks over at Bet Online are our sponsors today, and they are your number one source for betting football and the start of the new seasons wherever you happen to have your rooting interest in professional or sport, any type of sport. Find all of the latest player developments, team matchups, news, podcasts, and in-depth analysis on every game. And as always, BetOnline remains your continued source for all of your sports wagering information with live betting and up-to-the-minute scores for every sport out there. The fastest and easiest way to check in with all of your favorite games and events is on betonline.net. So head over to the website today. Use your mobile device to learn more. Bet Online, where the game starts. Patriots fans, it has been an interesting week here on Locked On Patriots. It's been an emotional roller coaster of a week, and I thank all of you that have hung in there and stuck with us on Locked On Patriots throughout all of our coverage through really an unprecedented time. I can't remember an event of this type. There have been tumultuous times, and there have been difficulties that we've covered here on these airwaves before, but this was just had a different feel. It just had a different circumstance. And it really was a journey that I think we all tried to take together. And I appreciate all of you for making Locked On Patriots a part of that. And if you did and you were able to, find at least a little bit of comfort or a little information out there, I'm glad we were able to provide that. And I want to just go out and thank my good friend Thomas Murphy over here for joining me twice this week. I want to thank the illustrious Claire Clazzy, Claire Cooper, Dr. Kyle Trimble of Banged Up Bills, and Joe Marino of Locked On Bills, all for joining me on the microphone this week. So, folks, we've arrived at that time. The New England Patriots and the Buffalo Bills are nearly set for kickoff on Sunday at 1 p.m. from Highmark Stadium. Before we get into some final predictions, Murph, there is one more key that needs to be turned. And if any of you check out Murph's Monster Keys, if you're not doing that, I really encourage you to do it. Thank you. Some of the best stuff you'll find anywhere out there in Patriots media and in NFL media as well. We talked about what the Patriots need to do on offense. This defense has come up big all year long. Very, very few blemishes on the record when it comes to this defensive performance. But I think you and I are in agreement. The Patriots are going to have to be as good as they've been this year, maybe even a little bit better than that, to pull out this win. What is the defensive key to victory in this matchup, Dunmurph?
get to Josh Allen, get to him routinely, get him to him often, and get him to the turf. I want him tasting turf. For the last five or six games, I've preached along with a lot of other people about crush and contain, getting upfield, containing Josh Allen. It doesn't work. Containing Josh Allen in the pocket doesn't work. Okay, he's just too athletic. He's just too smart. He finds the hole and then exploits it. You go from a third and 15 to a first and 10 in the matter of 5 seconds. Three of those seconds, he's standing back there waiting for a hole to open up that's going to open up when, no matter how good the coverage is downfield, that hole opens, he sprints through it, and they're moving the chains. Get to this man. Get him to the ground. And put them in a position where his legs just can't be a factor in the game. More often than not, he changes games with his legs. As good as his arm is, as fantastic a passer as he is, this is the most dangerous aspect of Josh Allen's game. And there's only one way to take it away.
Without question, to me, I think that is the key, the absolute key in trying to keep this team under control and trying to marginally disrupt what they like to do. If you're able to keep Josh Allen not under control and contain him, but get pressure, significant pressure on him, that gives the Patriots an opportunity to then get home. Because one thing that we saw the last time these two teams met, and I discussed this a little bit with Joe in our crossover, but I'm going to go into a little more detail today, is looking out for what Stephon Diggs can do. The last time these two teams met, Bill Belichick dedicated a lot of resources, maybe even a little bit too much to his detriment, about trying to contain Isaiah McKenzie. And I think everyone was haunted by the Week 16 matchup last year where Isaiah broke out, 11 catches, 125 yards, one touchdown, had a lot of success against the Patriots.
Got a fantastic contract off that game, didn't he?
Absolutely. He truly did. And then you look at what he did against zone, against man. Belichick remembered that, and he planned accordingly, but it really, I think, took away from what the real focal point should have been in that game earlier this year. The Patriots split their schemes between zone and man. The man patterns were designed to cut Isaiah off from working across the field, but that really, I think, worked to their disadvantage because it left Diggs one-on-one alone with Jonathan Jones. And I think Jonathan's played phenomenal this year. I think he's been a great fill-in at that perimeter corner position, showed a lot of speed. But that's a mismatch for anybody, really. Anyone. I mean, when you look at that, and Josh Allen is going to be able to exploit that. So I look for adjustments in that area. Patriots are going to have to keep an eye on what Stephon Diggs is doing at all times, because if he's breaking for big yardage, it's going to be a long afternoon in Western New York for the Patriots.
It really is. It really is. And people forget how banged up the Patriots were in that that playoff game, the men that were on the field, because of the men they could not be on that field. It's a different skill set. It's it's a different shelf that you're pulling that bottle off of right now. And even though the Patriots are still banged up in the defensive backfield, at cornerback, at safety, they're looking pretty good right now. So no, I can't find a hole in what you said there, DeMichael.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad that you mentioned the personnel that will be out there this time. Patriots final practice of the 2022 season. Definitely final practice of the 2022 regular season. Full attendance for the New England Patriots. Everybody present and accounted for, except for those that were on IR. Unfortunately, Jake Bailey placed on season ending. His window elapses. Michael Pilardi continues to be the punter and will have those duties through Sunday and hopefully into a playoff. That's the one.
Bye.
Well, in any case, my friends, thank you very much for spending time with us this week today here on Locked On Patriots. We wanted to bring you this preview episode to get you ready for kickoff, but even though we've talked a lot of football in this episode, our hearts, our prayers, our thoughts are still with a continued recovery for DeMar Hamlin. We'll all be standing together on Sunday. It's going to be a lot of competition between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. on the East Coast here when the New England Patriots and the Buffalo Bills are, you know, hooking it up on the field. But ultimately, I think this week taught us all a lot about rivalry, a lot about community, a lot about togetherness, and a lot about brotherhood and sisterhood. The outpouring of support that we saw, that I think you articulated perfectly, Murph, when we first went on the air today, really shows that we really are all connected by this game that we all love to watch. We all love to play. We all love to
enjoy. We are Legion.
Exactly. And, you know, I think it's smart and good for us to remember that. It's a shame that it takes events like this to kind of galvanize fan bases and galvanize people and get us to understand what really matters. But the most important thing is that DeMar Hamlin will continue to be an example, and he's going to continue to set more examples within his lifetime. And really, that's the greatest gift we could have asked for this season post-holiday is for his complete and full recovery.
Right.
So, Murph, it's always an honor. It's always a pleasure, my friend. We will definitely be doing this on Monday morning. Murph
yep.
and I will be back here breaking down the action that you saw on the field on Sunday. But in the meantime, my friend, I'll allow you to give any parting thoughts to our adoring public before we sign off here for the week and get you ready for kickoff.
Go follow me on the Bird app at TMurph207. Check out the Monster Keys and play the Monster Key drinking game on Sunday. Every time you see a key turn, drink, and it makes the game even more enjoyable. I've got a nice little piece up there over at e2gsports.com where you can find the keys. Also, I just wrote a nice little write up on Rafi Devers signing up with the Red Sox for 11 years. 11 years. We're really looking forward to that. So, but other than that, just check me out on the Bird app. Go check out this week's episode of One Patriot's Place. That's still relevant, even though we taped it on Tuesday. Everything still counts. So go give that a listen. Evan Lazar of Patriots.com fame was our guest this week. It's always fantastic when EZ stops by. And Claire and I will be back next week and every other week with another exciting episode.
Absolutely, folks. Can't recommend any of what this man just recommended highly enough. Whenever he puts pen to paper, voice to microphone, you want to pay attention, you want to absorb it, and you want to enjoy it. And I guarantee you, you'll do all three when you check out what he does. And if you are playing that drinking game with the Monster Keys, do so responsibly, folks. Please, please do so.
Don't drink with the keys. No, I mean, don't drive with the keys. Don't.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely. Those keys, yeah, seriously, yep. Those keys are not for driving. And
find
that
yourself
is 100%
a designated
serious. Yeah, by all means. Folks, thank you so much once again for spending time with us here on Locked On Patriots this week. Until next week, please continue to stay safe, stay well, and be the change you wish to see in the world. And if you've made us your first listen today, please make your second listen our friends over at Locked On Sports Today. All of the great information that you need in all sports, and they even give you a take of the day. How much better can it get? Right. Definitely check out Locked On Sports Today on the Odyssey app, on YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts. On behalf of the legendary Thomas Murphy of E2GSports.com, I'm Mike DeBate. Have a great weekend, everyone.